Hello, this is Daniel from the front desk.
Yes, sir.
And we've had some reports that you're building killer robots in your room, and we need to ask you to stop. We have a strict policy against building killer robots.
I'm building what?
Killer robots in your room.
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
Yeah, of course you don't.
This is 114.
Right.
Sure you got the right number?
Yes, I'm calling 114. We've had complaints from various rooms around you and above you, saying that you're building killer robots in your room, and we can't have that.
What's killer robots, Randy?
I'm sorry?
I don't know what you're talking about. We're all in the bed. I don't know what you're talking about killer robots.
I'm having a hard time believing that you're not building killer robots in there, because a lot of people have complained and said that you are.
Well, you're welcome to come up in my room and look. There is nothing to that effect in my room if you want to.
You don't have any killer robots in there?
No, sir. You're welcome to come up in my room and look anywhere you want to look.
Like, I'm not talking about fully built. I'm talking about killer robots in various states of disrepair.
No, sir. You're welcome to come up in my room, man. I'm telling you, there's nothing like that. Somebody's lying. I mean, you're welcome to come up here in my room and look.
I can't see
I've got my kids here. There's no robots whatsoever in my room.
Could it be, like, are your kids in the same room? Are they building killer robots maybe in the other room?
Who, in another room?
Yeah, I don't know if you have two rooms with us, but maybe your kids are building killer robots while you sleep?
No, sir. My kids ain't even old enough to play with robots.
Well, I'm talking about killer robots.
It's just a shocker to me, man, that you called me and said, I guess robots, like toy robots.
No, I'm talking about full-size killer robots, like stuff that would come to life and hurt people.
No, sir, you welcome to come in here, man. I'm telling you, I got my animals, that's it.
No, I'm not talking about animals. I don't think you should be letting your children play with killer robots, because those are kind of dangerous.
No, they don't have no robots.
Can you see your children? Like, are they within your viewing range right now? Can you confirm?
Yeah, they're right here, they're asleep.
Can you confirm visually that they're not building killer robots?
These
sir?
Motherfuckers are idiots.
Hi.
Idiots? Oh, did you just call me an idiot?
Hi.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am, did he just call us an idiot? Because we're just...
Who is this?
This is Dan from the front desk. I'm responding to a complaint.
Oh, come up that, here and look in our room.
I can't leave the front desk. I'm the only one here. But ma'am, is your husband building killer robots?
No, we don't have no robots.
You need to stop smoking, lady.
Ma'am, I can tell that you're building killer robots. I hear them in the background.
Hold on.
Okay.
Beep, 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 boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
I'm holding my phone now.
Kiss my myrtle shiny ass.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Quiet. I want to hear him yell.
Huh?
I didn't say that.
He's coming to the office.
Oh, he's going to come down?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Are you going to hide the killer robots?
Tell him to bring all the parts.
We're going to have to confiscate the parts that you used to build the killer robots,
well,
ma'am.
I'm getting the police involved. You're pissing confiscate more than that.
You're going to get the police involved? I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah. They're going to confiscate your killer robots.
Well, I don't need no damn robots.
Well, why are you building them then?
Well, I don't know. Tell
him I got his fucking robots.
He just admitted that he has fucking robots?
No, he's got your fucking robots.
Those are dildos.
Come on, did he?
Do they vibrate?
Take his goddamn phone now, walk down
there. Hey, I got your robots.
Are you grabbing your groin as you say that? Because that's cool. Like, can that broad smoke a little more crack,
brother?
Does your killer robot vibrate?
Sir, you should not be playing with killer robots. Those are not meant for civilians.
Oh, she's coming down here. We need to get off.
Oh, no!
Sir, if you send one of your killer robots down here, that's just not acceptable at all.
Hello?
Ma'am, is he sending... Yeah. Do not send a killer robot down to the front desk. Do not send a killer robot down to the front desk.
Well, just stay on the spine.
Yeah. How much crack do you need to smoke to get a voice like that? Or meth? To get that kind of screechy, your whole voice box has been burnt out deal. Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Well, I'm you're fixing me out of this motel calling my room and getting me up.
We're fixing to what?
Yeah, yep.
We're fixing your robots for you, ma'am.
You're fixing to get a tray.
Did you just say that you're fixing killer robots?
Yep. She just admitted to it.
We've got that on tape, ma'am.
You're going to see.
Ma'am, you just admitted that you're fixing killer robots.
You're going to see.
We're going to see your killer robots?
I'm not ringing this phone. We're going to find out what room you're calling from.
Oh, crap.
Okay. We're calling from next door. You kept us awake with your goddamn animalistic fucking earlier.
Yeah, so we're teaching you a thing or two.
Yeah, I know you got your animals there, and that bestial, he's not okay.
Well, it's okay. I pay for my dogs.
Yeah, it's okay that you fuck your dogs but and just, smoke the crack rock.
Just because you paid for the dogs doesn't mean you can have killer robots in there, ma'am.
Well, or fuck them.
You'll see.
Ma'am, how much meth have you smoked in your entire life? Like, total?
How much have you smoked?
Oh, zing.
not as much as you.
No, I'm serious. I just want to know what...
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Do you get your meth from Canada?
I'm a killer robot.
Do you think we could buy some from you?
I am a killer robot. From next door, I dare you to come bang on my door.
When you figure out what room we're in, will you bring us some of your meth?
Hey, ma'am, I bet you'll hang up before we hang up. How much you want to bet?
No, she's gonna go quiet now while she's fixing the trace.
Yeah, oh, she's packing a fucking goddamn glass dick to smoke out of. Beep off, boop boop. Beep, bop, boop, boop. I got my animals here.
Bite my metal shiny ass.
It's shiny metal, by the way. Beep, bop, boop, boop. I dare you to come across the hallway and say something to us. You dumb cunt. I am from the Metal Robot Society. We have been persecuted by you and your family enough. Bebop, boom, bop. We are sick of being enslaved.
I am your toaster. I am very sad. You are Bebop. Always sticking. You are always sticking things in me.
Boom, bop.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, you banging on the
door? I'm on the way to my room.
What's
up? Okay.
I'm going to prove to you.
Who's on the way to your... What are you going to prove to us?
The police and the owner.
Oh, crap. Not the owner.
Okay. We'll talk to him.
The motel owner and his $5.
Hey, we're across the hall.
Ma'am.
We got the goddamn deadbolt locked.
Yeah, we're one of his paying customers.
Ma'am, the police are going to come in there and see your meth.
You're a pussy. Can't come out of your room.
What?
What's a pussy sticker?
Come on.
Enunciate, ma'am.
I know exactly who this is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know you know.
Mm-hmm. And
well,
we don't care.
Because you're going to go to jail.
We're going to go to jail.
You going to send the dogs on us?
We're not the ones building killer robots.
I got my dogs. Come on out, drunk.
You stop raping those dogs, maybe they can come get us.
You're going to go to jail.
If you didn't press the dogs...
Hey, ma'am.
They're on the way from the office, and the police is on the way. I've got them on my cell phone.
Ma'am, how about you want to bet we won't go to jail tonight?
You want to bet?
Yes, I do want to bet. How much?
Hey, well, you're a pussy. Come on out.
You're not going to figure out which room we're in. Haha. You'll never figure it out.
We're right across the hall, dude. Shut up.
You know what you should do? You should start knocking on every door, ma'am. You'll find us.
She's gonna know we're right across the hall.
Just knock on it,
guys.
Just knock on
it.
Knock on every door and be like, "We know it's you," and you'll figure out which one it is.
We don't want to fight with that big old fat.
Hey, I want a goddamn fight because you done called goddamn Aunt to woke me up. You mind?
Oh, shit.
You dumb, you punk motherfucker.
Shit. We done woke him up.
Hey, you're the one with the goddamn robots, door. You can't come out. Hey, if you call us goddamn room again, I'm going to post outside your goddamn dorm, because there ain't but one motherfucker within five goddamn rooms of my goddamn room.
Oh, okay? Shit.
So you go ahead and listen, motherfucker.
Go goddamn on my goddamn room, okay? Goddamn, goddamn.
What a fucking clown shoe.
That was insane.
It was fucking brilliant.